for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the program. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, this is Unrivaled. You can download the podcast wherever it's found. Happy Monday to you. Boy, that weather came in with a vengeance, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't expect anything different this winter.
Nope.
I'm okay with it. I know people are like, I'm so sick of the snow. I'm so sick of the cold. I'm so sick of shoveling. I am not.
It's Monday. It's supposed to be here,
All week, basically.
Yeah, it's going to be here for a while.
I'm fine with it. Don't do that look, Jeremy.
So
you take the train in. Does the train ever slide off the rails? No.
Okay. Car owner can be delayed because they got to clear out every single door opening, but yeah.
Better than having every single exit blocked off by a slide off of the road. I mean,
fair point.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, front runner, though, that's still walk to get to work.
I take tracks and I get dropped off right
across.
Okay,
so where do you go?
Tracks, you
where do you go? You go to the intermodal hub here downtown and then you... No, you just go North Temple, the North Temple station?
Arena stop, man.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the... No, that's what I'm saying.
You get
front runner at the intermodal hub. Front runner doesn't go right to Delta Center.
Okay? You take front runner or tracks? Which one do you take?
I take tracks and I moved recently.
I forgot. You're not an Orm anymore.
He's not a front runner.
Not in Vineyard.
He's not a front runner guy.
No. He was.
Formerly.
Yeah.
He broke up with front runner.
I love the tree.
Front runner is the bomb. It's quiet. I have fallen asleep and missed my stop so many times on that thing because it's so quiet and sleepy.
You want a fun fact?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure?
Oh, crap. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, I want a fun fact.
No, I don't anymore.
Do you know the strongest days of the week?
The strongest days of the week?
Saturday and Sunday.
Why?
Rest of the days are weekdays. Strongest days are Saturday and Sunday.
What a D-bag! Bringing
rest
the old
of them
dad jokes.
Our weekdays.
Scott, we appreciate the role you play on this show. Sometimes it can be a little much. That was what a lot of people are probably thinking right now.
I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Those jokes are exactly that. They're not dumb, but they're not stupid.
They're kind of stupid.
I mean, they are dumb, but they're not that stupid. All right. Let's chat here a little bit, Scott, because I got to sign in here and just kind of see where everybody's at. I'm going to give an update. No, we wouldn't have done this at all, by the way, if we weren't in the lead. We were just going, hey, go to the KSL Sports Bragg and Mayhem, kind of see where you're at. And, oh, yeah, here we go. Some round ball rock. So, here's what it looks like. And, by the way, I think that Maddie might not be doing very well in the bracket, maybe. Or, I don't know. Because they buried it in the contest page now. Did you notice that? You have to, like, really find it. And I'm like, you got to celebrate the fact that first and second place in the local KSL.com, KSLsports.com bracket mayhem challenge brought to you by Burt Brothers Tire and Service. You got Scott and I who are in first place. Michelle Bodkin is separating us from Jake and Ben. So their show could very well supplant us. And they might, and they probably will. You especially because you picked Arizona like a doofus. As if we knew what was going to go on. But you and I are currently in the lead. And technically I am because my name starts with an A.
Right. I know. I don't like that.
Yeah, man. Love it.
Well, Ben picked Kansas and they're out, so.
Oh, Ben picked Kansas? Yeah, that might be tough. But it's all about, you know, just that if you can rack up some points here in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, and then to get maybe one or two in the Final Four, even if you're out, you could do well. But, yes, you and I both have 84 points. Michelle Bodkin with 82, Jake with 80, Ben Anderson with 76, Kyle Ireland with 74. Jeremy cracked the top six. There you go, 74. Oh, tied, I guess, in that would be what? Third, fourth, fifth. You're tied for sixth place with Kyle Ireland. So there you go. And then Mitch Harper trails, and then he and Patrick Kinahan have the same score. Lloyd with 72 points as well. They're all tied right there. Hans has got 70. Jake Hatch has 70. And then Sam Farnsworth bringing up the rear with a solid 58. That is an awful bracket if you got 58 points, Sam. Really bad. But I've been there. I've had that pick before. I don't know how the rest of my bracket actually looks in terms of how, like, what kind of – I had an almost perfect bracket on that Midwest. The only one I did not pick out of all those games was Indiana beating I picked Indiana beating Miami. But I have them losing to Houston in the next round. So I've got a lot of points available still in that one. My East bracket is blown up because I had Purdue against Marquette in the freaking Elite Eight. So obviously one of my Final Four teams is eliminated. That's Purdue. Alabama-Texas in the national championship is still available. So, and I have UConn going to the Final Four from that West bracket. So sue me. We'll see how it goes. They're going to beat UCLA.
I had Arizona, Houston.
How'd that go? Oh, Houston. They're in it.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas as my Final Four.
Okay.
So I still have Houston and I still have Tennessee.
Houston and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, that was a big win for
yeah.
What's Duke's coach name? John Shire? That guy is like got some massive shoes to fill. And I was
guess who Tennessee's going to play?
Oh, I just looked at that.
Florida Atlantic.
Oh yeah, they're going to mow through those dudes.
Uh huh. And then Tennessee will play
who?
Kentucky?
No. Maybe.
No, did Kentucky lose?
No, they won.
Yeah, Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a great
Tennessee little, might be a good one for
that's
me.
A great Southeast Conference matchup right there. Okay, yeah. So Tennessee and Kentucky are facing one another. Is it really on that side of the bracket there? No, it's not Tennessee, Kentucky. No, Tennessee. Oh, they would find Kentucky is out. Yeah. They lost to
Providence.
No. They lost to Kansas State. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, this is the best I've done in the bracket for some time because I barely paid attention to who I picked. That's how you are successful.
I'm looking
in brackets.
At my picks, but yeah.
Yeah, yours aren't good. I mean, they're fine. You still have some points on the board.
Well, I'm still winning.
The worst is when my son comes home and he's like, oh, dude, I'm beating you in the bracket, Dad. I'm like, you are not. You had 9 brackets that you made, okay?
By the way, this is the only bracket I made.
Me too.
One bracket.
I did one bracket. Right. I don't have time for anything else.
And I made it in a matter of 5 minutes?
Probably during the show. That's probably why you and I both. What's funny is we have very different picks.
Yeah.
And we have the exact same score.
Oh.
So, okay. There you go. There's your bracket update. You can go and see how you're doing. If you are participating in this bracket, you can win actual prizes. Go to kslsports.com and check where your bracket is against all of ours. We will absolutely praise you on the air. Whoever wins, let's get him on the horn, man. Be like, what'd you do? What was your method? And be like some 6-year-old who's like, I like purple. You know, and you go, geez. Man, Re Medical is Utah's only physician-owned operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. So Re Medical, renew, restore, reclaim. Visit remedical.com today. Let's take a break. Although, you know what we should do right now? We have our Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Week we could do right now, yeah? Okay. This morning on DJ and PK, they gave out, as they do every week, as you can participate in every week, the Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Weekend. DJ and PK said it on their show. We're going to be giving it away right now on our show. If you can be caller number 12 and tell us what that Play of the Weekend was, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. 801-575-9663. Tell us what that play was. You'll be the winner. Get a nice prize with an impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. It's no wonder that people are switching to Chevy. Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers. Any clues there, Jeremy? Any?
There's been some good March Madness stuff going on, but think something around town maybe.
Okay. All right. I think I know what's going on here. We will take that break, and we will come back, and we will get you some of our thoughts on what is going on with this Jets Aaron Rodgers trade that is still not happening. I want to know what's going on. Stay right here, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.